This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. We'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We are joined by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. And as mentioned, they come to us from Klaus Financial. Online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. A lot of information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner or somebody in the management area, help you out when it comes to developing retirement plans and 401k plans there. Also, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Obviously, we know on Thursdays or any other morning, you might get busy. You might step away for a moment. Maybe you go on something called vacation and miss a show. You want to get caught up, there's a link right in that as well, again, at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment. Not going to cost you anything at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And again, joined by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. I was just thinking that CJ and I should hire you, Sean, because you know more about what we do than we can even explain sometimes. I'm very impressed.
You know, I like what you guys do. A while back, I remember coming in, sitting down with you guys, just talking about things outside, just outside of even retirement, just kind of getting to know a little bit more about Klaus Financial. And you guys have a really cool thing going. And it's interesting, too, when you mentioned that website, klausfinancial.com, we kind of just scratched the surface on all the great information on that website. So I'd urge you to get over there. Also, as a matter of fact, it's an opportunity to submit a question to be answered here on the radio show. Of course, we've started doing our Money in Motion listener question corner, and we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. I'm also going to talk today about fees, of course, a very important part, and they do make the world go round. The importance, though, of understanding what those fees are and what you need to know. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation, of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do one this week as well. Another fantastic prize, got a $25 gift card to Panera. Before we get, though, to this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, we had a lot of call-ins with the answer, correct answer last week. So congratulations to our winner. Last week's question was, if you were born after the year 1960, what is your FRA? That would be your full retirement age according to Social Security. And our winner had the correct answer. If you're born after 1960, then your FRA is age 67. So mark that down if that applies to yourself. Thanks for listening.
And it was a really good conversation last week about Social Security. Again, if you missed any of that show or any of the previous shows, urge you to check out the podcast at klausfinancial.com. So, of course, when we talk about retirement planning, and of course, you guys work in retirement planning every day, I'm sure it's, of course, an important thing to be understanding, which is associated fees and of course, when it comes to things like investing and other things on our own or 401ks, what do we need to know when it comes to those fees? Kind of when working with a professional, what's kind of the I'm trying to think of the word that the kids might use these days. What are the deets? I think is the word.
What are the deets? What are the details?
I don't even know if TJ knows that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sean. What are the deets? Well, listen. So I think we all know this intuitively, but it's always good to get a reminder, which is, everything you're going to do throughout life has a fee. Even when somebody says this is free, it might be free to you, but it's costing somebody else something, right? So free education costs taxpayers, right? Yes. So education should be free. Well, that's fine, but who's paying for it then, right? And so similarly in our world, like we offer complimentary, you just said this, Sean, complimentary first meetings. Mm-hmm. That is costing you nothing. It's costing our company time, right? Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. It's just when you hear the word free, a warning bell should go up and you should go, well, who's really covering the cost of this then? So as it relates to investing, investments, financial planners like us, insurance agents, surprise, surprise, it's not always free. Somebody's going to be getting paid something. This includes things from bank accounts, to CDs that you might get at a bank, to a mortgage, to a financial profession or your estate planning attorney, insurance agent. Somebody's getting paid, and that's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean that when you hear that, you should run out the door. You should just say, okay, well, how do you get paid? And you've heard us many times on this show say, in the financial world, this gets exceptionally convoluted because there's two different worlds of ways that financial advisors get paid, which Malia will be talking about more in just a moment. There is the commission-based world, and there is the fee-based world. A fee-based advisor, by platform that they work on, will usually, not always, we usually have less conflicts of interest with you. That doesn't mean they're a good person, by the way. But if they're working on a fee-based platform, they'll probably have less conflicts of interest with you. Whereas somebody in the commission-based world is getting paid to sell a commission, that also doesn't mean they're a bad person. I have run into some wonderful salespeople, right, who truly have the best interests of their clients in mind. And I've run into some horrible fee-based financial professionals. So just because they work on a better chassis doesn't mean they're good people or really have your interests in mind, but it is good to know kind of what platform they're operating off of. So to be clear, we feel that it is important that you understand what you're paying for, how much it's going to cost, approximately what you think it should cost, and how competitive those fees are. So let's talk about a couple different ones. In the world of investing, there is what are known as loaded investments, loaded funds, loaded mutual funds to be specific. And so there's three different types of loads. There's what's known as a front-end load, which would be an A-share mutual fund that you purchase from a financial professional, we'll call it, or really what they're technically known as is a registered representative. You purchase it from them, and for example, if you put $1,000 into the American Balanced Class A mutual fund, you might pay an upfront load of 5% or a commission. That commission goes to that from a financial professional. So if you put $1,000 into that American Balanced A-share mutual fund, $50 is going to come off as a commission. Not bad, but just good to know how that person is getting paid. There's also then what's known as a back-end load, where you're not paying anything up front, but then if you sell that investment too quickly, you would have what's known as a contingent deferred sales charge, what we roll off our tongue as a CDSC. It's just the idea of you didn't pay a load, but you sold it too quickly, so we're basically going to recoup our distribution cost for having a financial professional. And then finally, there's investments known as no loads. No loads are typically what a fee-based professional will use because they're not selling you a product, they're offering you advice. So they're going to use no load investment products that therefore then you would pay them in a separate way, right? Not through the investments, not through the selling of the product, but you'd pay them separately. So there you go. Three different types of ways that investments get sold to advisors: front load, back end load, and no load.
Really interesting stuff there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to talk with you if you've got a question. Love to answer that question for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can call Kloss Financial 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll talk about if you're using advisors and what you need to know as far as fees, what fees might you see. We'll find out from CJ and Malia, and we'll also take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ just was talking a little bit about some of the fees when it comes to 401 IRAs, 401ks, also some different types of loads and those kind of things. As we talked then and kind of left off, we learned a little bit about if you're using an advisor. So if you're using an advisor, what type of fees might you expect to see?
Yeah, so just to reiterate, when we talk about those different types of loaded funds, if you are using a no-load fund, it's important to understand that there is no commission. So no load equals no commission because you're not using a financial professional. However, if you're using an advisor, there's basically three ways that advisors get paid. There's commission-only advisors, and in that case, as CJ explained, you are paying through a load. That's how they get compensated. And I'll just say from personal experience, many, many years ago, I remember investing myself into a commission type of platform with a broker or with a representative, and I never ever heard from that person again because essentially they got their commission, and their positioning with me pretty much was I got paid, so I don't need to reach out to you, which in our industry we feel like that's a problem because I want someone to work with me if I'm the client and watch over my money. So we do see that happen in our industry quite a bit. The other type of ways advisors get paid is fee only. So this could be fee for service. It could be hourly. It could be project-based. Perhaps someone's putting together a financial plan for you. So that's perfectly acceptable to work with an advisor in that capacity. And then finally, there's fee-based advisors. So they could be using a combination of methods. Essentially, your fee shows up as an asset under management fee or AUM fee. So essentially, your account is charged each year as a percentage of how much money is being managed for you. Sometimes that could come out monthly, quarterly, or in some cases, perhaps even annually. So let's say your fee that's being charged is 1% basically on a yearly basis. The more your account makes, the higher the dollar fee could be. The less you make, the lower the fee. The percentage stays in place. So case in point, in December of 2018, when the market took a nice hefty drop right towards the end of the year, many people would have noticed that their fee, the dollar portion of their fees actually went down, and that's because their actual assets under management went down pretty significantly. Other fees you need to be aware of. We're throwing around a lot of words this morning. Expense ratios, that's another fee. Those are the fees that cover the annual funds operating expenses. For example, you see in a prospectus, for those of you who read those, or a year-end statement, you might see an expense ratio of 1%, which means that if you essentially have 1% invested in a particular mutual fund, then your cost in that one fund is essentially $10 at the end of the year. And so the things that filter into an expense ratio, those include management fees. The portfolio managers actually like to get paid. Also distribution and service fees, otherwise known as 12B1 fees. Those are the marketing fees, marketing costs. So, you know, the larger named funds out there, they use a lot of marketing to make sure you know what those household names are. And finally, administrative fees, operating costs. Those are salary managers, record keeping, research, and everything. So all of those different portions get rolled into what's called an expense ratio. And the fact is some funds cost a lot more to operate than others. So you really want to be careful as you're looking at fees and what's making up that expense ratio.
Really good information there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. A lot of great information there on the website. You can also give them a call, set up an appointment. First one, it's not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also wrap up our conversation about fees, and we'll also open up our Listener Question Corner. We'll go to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Kind of wrapping up the some of the conversation about fees. There's always going to be fees associated with investing. Am I right on that? And of course, it's probably more important just to kind of understand what they are and kind of what the impact of them is.
Yeah, let's see if I can wrap up this topic on fees. So we went through a lot of them because we want you to know them. And yet some people just kind of get discouraged and go, oh my gosh, your industry is just crammed with conflicts of interest and costs. And I hope that's not what you're coming away with. We just want you to know all the possible ways that somebody could get paid or what fees are involved. But you know what? Actually, in the last 5 years, I would say, the financial services industry has really ramped up in terms of the options that are available to people. You've got everything from full-service wealth management firms like Kloss Financial that will look at your personal tax situation, your insurance, your estate planning, your investments, and provide comprehensive financial planning that's customized to you. And that comes typically at a higher fee, call it around 1% per year of maybe what's invested with that firm. All the way down to now platforms like Robinhood and Betterment. Robinhood, where you can actually trade stocks for free. Now, granted, there is, again, back to how do they pay for that? Well, it's through ads and other things that pop up, right? But there's no cost to the actual transaction to these companies like Betterment that will give you great technology and an asset allocation model for like 0.25% per year. So there's this gamut. There's everything from the full service wealth management firms that do customized retirement planning down to the here's a platform, trade and, you know, knock yourself out. And my comment would be, I think they all have pros and cons. The question is, what's right for you? So ultimately, some people have no financial wherewithal, or I'm sorry, no mental ability to handle the financial services world, and so they hire somebody who can do it for them. Others have always loved trading, and they end up going to the E-Trades and Robin Hoods of the world. All of them are great options. You just have to determine what's right for you.
Really good information, as always. C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mentioned the website, of course, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great features on the website, one of which is the opportunity to submit a question which could be answered right here on Money in Motion. We do that each and every week with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week's question is this, from Diane, excuse me. She says, my understanding is that her 401k doesn't charge fees. Is that possible?
Ah, thanks for the question, Diane. I appreciate you submitting this one. And again, you can go to our website. It has a submit a question right on the homepage there. So thanks, Diane. Unfortunately, you're wrong, Diane. Back to our original comment that everything has a cost. 401k plans are no exception. As a matter of fact, we have a 401k division, and so I know this very intimately. So 401k plans typically have three parties that are involved in them. There is a financial advisor, which typically educates participants. There is a record keeper, which typically provides you like website access to your investments. And then there is a third party administrator that does like government compliance. And all of them need to get paid typically, and they're going to get paid in one way, shape, or form. Now, I have seen plans that bundle the entire cost into what's known as an expense ratio, which Malia talked about earlier, whereby you actually don't get to see it unless you look inside of the fund, which is not an external fee, it's an internal fee. So by the time you see the report of your return, it's already been stripped out. So I've seen it where it looks like you're not paying anything, but I assure you, everybody in that trio of service providers is getting paid. So here's a little...
Or maybe she's working for a really great company that pays everything. Who knows?
Well, that's a really good point. So actually, Malia, so there's a document. This is Diane. Diane, look for a document called a 404A5. It's part of recent regulation on 401k plans where they have to disclose what participants are paying. Again, that is a 404A5. It's known as a participant fee disclosure. And what it's doing is it's telling you what part of the costs of your 401k plan are covered by you. Now, there's another one known as a 408B2. That's the total cost of the plan, but that actually goes to your company because it is possible that your company is paying for almost everything. And that is, when you find that out, that's like amazing. You should go thank your CFO to say, wow, thank you so much for picking up all the costs associated. So again, it's not that there's no cost. It's the question is, who's paying for it and how much is it?
Really interesting stuff there. And don't forget, as always, you can submit your question at KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. We also do this each and every Thursday morning at 8. If you have questions, you can always call in. We'll get you on the air. We'd love to hear from you. CJ and Malia love talking with folks, love to get to know you. Again, pick up the phone again on Thursday mornings. Give us a call. You can also, of course, always give Kloss Financial a call. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Panera. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Does a no-load fund charge commission? Yes or no? 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win that $25 Panera gift card. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fun hanging out. Great to see both of you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA. Dr. Hemkes comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.